Question from Ankit Chauhan. Subject, preaching in Hindi. Why does ISKCON avoid preaching in Hindi, even in Hindi-speaking regions of India? Are all the Prabhupada books translated in Hindi by devotees themselves? Why does ISKCON avoid the question implies that ISKCON is avoiding preaching in Hindi. But, in the Hindi-speaking areas, we do have Hindi lectures going on. I guess if you go in ISKCON Vrindavan, the main, or in Juhu, or in Chaupati, the main lectures are in English. That's true. Can speak in Hindi also. Hum garv se kaho hum Hindi balne wale hai. Well, our aim is to communicate Krishna consciousness. Not specifically to speak in any language. But it's true, we should preach among all classes of people. Our preaching is mostly toward the... In India, it's aimed at the... Mostly aimed at the city, what we would call more educated class. But... As you all well know, there are 1.3 billion people, 130 crores people in this country, and many of them don't speak English. So here in Andhra Pradesh also, we should go from village to village and preach. That means Telugu speaking. And I gave a lecture here in Secunderabad a few years ago about the importance of the local languages, of people speaking them also, because actually for appreciating the philosophy and the tattva-gyan and the rasa-svadhanam, this is better. Tattva-gyan means, translated into English, is philosophical, philosophy. And rasa svadhanam, there's no translation into English, because in English they have no concept of rasa, which is why it's a good idea to speak languages that are derived from Sanskrit, because you can better express the terms are there in the Sanskrit language, which comes into the local languages. So And also, all the great Vaishnava works, of course in Sanskrit, but in local languages also. So, you can tell everything in English, but it won't be the same. If you learn a local language, then it's better for expressing all these things. Just like recently in Bangalore, I gave a lecture. I was telling a story about Rama, but the punchline, if you say it in English, it doesn't come out the same. So I had to say the punchline. Did you see that? The main point, I said it in Hindi, because in English you won't get the same thing. That's a story. I don't know if it's not in Valmiki Ramayana, but you'll get the similar story about Krishna, about Rama, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That in his childhood he's asking his mother, Rama means Kaushalya, that the childhood is saying, give me the moon, bring down the moon, give me the moon. And she explains to him very patiently that, well, you see, my dear little boy, as if he's some ignorant boy, that you see the moon is in the sky and you can't bring it down. No human can do that. I can't do that. I can't bring down the moon. And then Ram says, Yadi tum param satya param brahma sava radya sava sreshta param purush upar se la sakte ho to ek chota sa chandrama lana me kya taklif hai? Kya samasya hai? So, you didn't understand that. You can say it in English, but it won't have the same effect. If you can bring down the supreme, absolute truth, supreme person, then what is the problem in bringing down one little moon? So that's another good reason to speak the local languages. Yeah, we preach everywhere. Preach among all classes of people, not just English speaking. I'm in favor. So Ankit Chauhan, you are welcome to take this up, get trained in Krishna consciousness, and preach in Hindi. Do it yourself.